This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Talia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you guys are handling the summer well. I know it's hot. It is hot. A lot of stuff's been going on. Boy, you know, we got Supreme Court rulings coming up. We got the Senate and the possibly passage of the American Health Care Act bill. I got to tell you, man, they're cutting it close. Alright, you know, what really kind of has stumped me was this last election, this special election in Georgia. You guys have heard in the news, it was the most expensive house rate race in history. Okay? Now, obviously, we had, Tom Price had vacated the spot to fill a, United House, fill the post. Offered by Donald Trump, and leaving that space allowed John Ossoff, a Democrat, and Karen Handel, a Republican, to advance to a runoff election to try to, fill Tom Price's seat. Well, the amount of money that was spent, which just makes me fall out of my chair, was, I guess, roughly $55 million. $55 million. And, you know, they say, yeah, it's the most expensive House election, you know, ever. And, you know, people say, yeah, it's a lot of money. Why isn't anybody shocked? Why isn't anybody else falling out of their chair? $55 million were spent for two people, right, vying for a seat in the House of Representatives. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And where could that money have been better spent? Now, I didn't grow up wealthy. And so, you know, $55 million to some, they'd be, you know what? Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. But for those of us, you know, that never, never saw our own rooms, had to, you know, share mattresses, live on our parents' grandparents, you know, living room, always had cars breaking down, you know, it was a rarity to have meat, okay, you know, on your plate. When you see $55 million being spent for one election, now mind you, I get it, this was an important election, hey, you know, Republicans had to show that they still had it, especially in a very, you know, GOP-held area. District, so they had to show that they weren't losing it because of Trump, and you know the Democrats wanted to show that they were, you know, turning the tide. So I get why there was a lot of attention to this, and you know, media attention, and why there was, you know, a lot of importance and significance to this election. But $55 million worth, you know what they could have done for $55 million, right? They could have opened up, and I keep saying this, I'm a broken record. They could have opened up one hell of a phenomenal clinic in Atlanta that could have had an MRI, x-ray machine, staff. That $55 million could have helped, you know, finance maybe multiple clinics where people could have gotten health care now. They could have, you know, I am here in Nevada, and we don't have a school for the blind. We have blind children, right, in our state. We have no school for the blind. Thank God. We have Nevada Blind Children's Foundation, and Nevada Blind Children's Foundation offers, you know, gap services to these kids. They have a nice building, but it's not a school. They don't have a playground. You know what that money could have done? Just 1/55th of that money could have done to build a school for blind children. And instead, it was going to, you know, a, you know, Democrat versus Republican race. You know, and it's, you know, when you look and you see the spending, it's just going up. Sheila Krumholz, executive director for the Center for Responsive Politics, said that the number is especially striking because the campaign has only lasted a few short months. This wasn't even a, you know, regular House race that we see during midterm elections or regular election years. For just a few short months, people were able to blow through $55 million. Now, mind you, that did help the local economy. All right, you know, it paid for advertising. Okay, allowed there to be jobs. There were staffers. There were, you know, people getting paid, sign companies, pollsters. So there were jobs but not $55 million worth. John Ossoff, the Democrat, and Karen Handel, a Republican, both advanced to the runoff after securing the top spot in the initial vote this April. Their campaigns raised about $28 million, but the bulk going to Mr. Ossoff, they said. Apparently, total raised by the campaigns, Karen Handel raised $4.5 million, John Ossoff $23.6 million, and a lot came from out of state. They say donors gave at least $200. The donors are disclosed only when their contributions are itemized in campaign finance filing. So I guess if you get $50, that doesn't really seem to be, reported, but over $200, it does. And, they say among open seat House candidates who raised at least $100,000 in 2016, the median in-state percentage of contributions was 82%, meaning there are people within that state dumping money, but are they dumping money into health care? Are they dumping money into the schools? Are they, no, they're dumping money into an election. I mean, this is what killed me about the whole Affordable Care Act campaign, and unfortunately, which is going for the, American Health Care Act campaign, the amount of money going in to make something political happen is a waste of money. I maybe not a waste to people in politics. I get that. I get there has to be some money spent. But, and I'm not saying we have to make rules for capping finances, but I would vote for a candidate who made one commercial. Hopefully we all see that commercial and say, look, guys, if you're going to donate millions of dollars to me, please donate the millions to, this school for the blind. By the way, any of you who want to help the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation, please contact me at drdahlia.com. We really need to build this school for these kids. But, I would vote for the candidate that said, look, guys, don't be spending the millions of dollars on my posters and my billboards and my, put the money to this clinic, okay? And I'll do all my, campaigning from this clinic, but please bring the money here. Put the money into this. That's who I would vote for. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, I read an email to you guys. All right, or no, actually, it might have been a couple years ago. I think this was 2015. And I'm going to reread it because it's kind of relevant to a story that has made headlines this week. Nathan writes, "Doctor, I'm looking for a new doctor's office. I was, quote, discharged and received a letter in the mail because I asked the front desk if I could have a doctor who spoke English. The physician I usually get is very nice, but I can't understand a word he says. I believe he's Indian in origin. Was I racist?" And he kind of goes on to go, you know, did I say something? What would have been a better way to ask? But he could not understand his doctor. The doctor had a thicker accent. Now, we talked about this on air, and, you know, we talked about how, you know, we are attracting some of the best doctors now from other countries. Practicing in America is a, is prestigious. Even though we have a lot of issues with Obamacare, and this is what I had said back in 2015, you know, we have still issues with malpractice, etc. We are attracting some of the best physicians in so many various countries, you know, to come here. And so you are going to be seeing more and more foreign physicians. However, you know, one thing we've noticed over the past 10, 15 years is, you know, many people are not seeing doctors that are quote-unquote American. They're seeing more foreign doctors. And that's because a lot of Americans aren't going into medicine as much. Many Americans, and we're talking about Americans who, you know, speak English like me, you know, not very proper English, you know, because many of them are very attracted to, you know, the computer sciences, the, you know, tech company. There's a whole variety of other sectors that have been growing. While people are seeing in America healthcare go down, you don't have as much of a push for Americans to seem to want to go in medicine as they used to. However, we still do have, you know, a huge preponderance of you know, Americans in the healthcare field. Okay, that's how we handled that a couple years ago. Now, in the news, a very, very interesting story. Now, Newsweek reports, and actually a bunch of them report, it's actually interesting. There's this video talking about racism in the USA, but this happened in Canada. Okay, this happened in Canada. There's a video of a woman who went off. I mean, she just went off in the middle of a clinic. And her poor kid is sitting there. Her kid's sick. And I guess she starts abusing staff and demanding a white doctor. Now, this is inside a Canadian clinic. Somebody videotaped it, and it has gone viral. I think Hitesh Barjwash videotaped this, where she starts just, you know, going off on a rant that her doctor, or she wants a doctor who's white, doesn't have brown teeth, and speaks English. Now, it looks like she catches herself and says, I want a Canadian doctor, but that doesn't make sense, because whether you're Canadian or American or whatever, you have people of all ethnicities there. So the video was shot while she's going off on a rant, and people are coming up, you know, saying, look, I feel sorry for your kid. And I did. I looked at the kid, and the kid had to sit there while mom is throwing an absolute fit, and the kid is on the video. Even though they try to, you know, delete out the face, and they try, you can see who the kid is. So the kid's privacy isn't protected, and the mom is going crazy. Now, of course, articles here in the U.S. are trying to link this racism to the election of President Donald Trump. I don't really see why those two are interlinked. But, you know, there's obviously racism everywhere. Okay, that's it's a shame. And but what was so interesting about this is she had no problem being open about it. She stood up in the middle of a clinic saying, I want a white doctor. I don't want a doctor with brown teeth. Now, I don't understand the brown teeth. Maybe this was one particular doctor she didn't like whose teeth were brown. I mean, you know, a lot of our teeth are stained. I've lost a lot of the enamel of my teeth, so my teeth sometimes look a little yellow. So I don't know what her issue was with her teeth. But if she had an issue with the last doctor, and she didn't think the last doctor treated her son correctly, why did she go after the race part of it? Why did she have to go after the ethnicity? If what she wanted was somebody who spoke English, who she felt that she could relate to from a language and communication standpoint, then say that. Then again, she was mad, and things came out. She said, I saw a doctor that was not white that did not help my kid. I would like to see a white doctor. You're telling me there isn't one white doctor in this whole entire building. So you see other people intervening. You know, one said, I really feel sorry for your son. I mean, if you really want to do something good for your son, you know, I don't know what she said, but something to the effect, she was basically saying, you know, you really want to help your son, you know, maybe you don't be this kid's mother. And, it was shocking. And to see this, you know, go online, it's something we don't want to see. And I, you know, God bless anybody in the medical field, no matter what nationality they are, Filipino, Iranian, Israeli, Hispanic, Black, white, you know, Norwegian, God bless anybody who wants to dedicate their lives to the profession. But, you know, if people think that racism doesn't exist, you know, in medicine or healthcare clinics, you're wrong. You know, I've had people not want to see me because I'm Jewish. She said it to my face. Oh, I'm so glad I'm seeing you because I just do not want to see another Jewish doctor. And I go, sorry, but I'm Jewish. Yeah, I remember exactly. I remember her name. I don't want to say. I just remember that conversation. I remember she felt awkward. I'm like, look, let's just, what's going on with you? And I acted like it didn't bother me because, you know, look, when you're in the medical profession, you deal with a lot of stupid. There are people there that are going to pick and choose, and they're going to not want a black doctor. They're not going to want a white doctor. They're not going to want a female. They're not going to want a male. But so what fascinates me is, where nobody seems to ever, scoff or publicize is when you have people coming up right to the front desk going, no, I don't want to see a man. I only want to see a woman. I only want to see a female doctor. Now, you would say, oh, okay, well, maybe it's because, you know, she's having a gynecological procedure. No, I had a lot of patients who chose me, and they had a gynecologist. Yeah, because my nurse would say, you know, they don't want to see the physician assistant or they don't want to see your partner because they only want a female, doctor. So, okay, well, make sure you get the PAP paperwork ready for. Oh, no, she's not here for a PAP. She's not here for it. She just wants a woman doctor. And, you know, in society, we say, oh, that's okay. All right, if they just want a woman doctor, that's okay. You know, but if somebody says, no, I just want a male doctor, then that looks bigoted. Isn't that interesting how that works? It blows my mind. So, we don't really have a commonality. We don't have a very consistent, you know, message we're giving people where somebody can come right up to a doctor's office and say, no, I don't want to see any men. Just give me a woman. That's okay. But if you go up there going, no, I don't want to see a man. I don't want to see a man, a woman. I don't want to see a Jewish doctor. I don't want to see a African-American doctor. I don't want to see, then, you know, that's bad. And so we have to have a more consistent message here. But and that's just, the, and, you know, we've just accepted. That's the way it is. You know, somebody could say, no, I just want a woman, and that's okay. And so, you know, I feel bad for some of the male doctors out there. I mean, they're good doctors. And when somebody goes, no, I don't want to see a male doctor, it makes them feel like, what? Why? You think I'm going to, you know, assault you? You know, I mean, I dedicated my life to saving people. So, the story that has kind of dissipated that we haven't heard from over the last few years is the communication issues that people are having with their physicians. You know, the argument has been there for a long time that, you know, many people cannot understand what their doctor says, and they don't think their doctor understands them, that there's a language barrier. And you notice that we aren't seeing many, reports of that as much anymore. Is it because that many people realize, you know, look, you know, you're getting some of the best from these other countries, you know, shut the hell up and appreciate who you have in front of you? Or is it because nobody's, talking about it in the news? But, you know, having a doctor that may not speak English the way you understand, right, you know, and may have, you know, different forms of communication is going to be the norm. And, you know, if people don't like it, you know, that's, unfortunately, that's the way it is. That doesn't reflect on them being a bad doctor. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Chicago Blackhawks winger Marian Hossa will not play in the NHL next season because he is receiving treatment for a skin disorder. They say over the course of the last few years under the supervision of Blackhawks medical staff, I have been privately undergoing treatment for a progressive skin disorder. And the side effects of the medications involved to treat the disorder. Due to the severe side effects associated with those medications, Playing hockey is not possible for me during the upcoming 2017-2018 season. While I'm disappointed that I may not be able to play, I have to consider the severity of my condition and how the treatments have impacted my life both off and on the ice. Now, we are not being told what the exact condition is, but we're being told in a statement that it could be a severe allergic reaction caused by his hockey equipment. Now, you know, Hossa scored about 26 goals last season, is 19th in the league. He is due to be paid $1 million for each of the 4 years remaining on the 12-year, $63.3 million deal he signed back in 2009. His deal carries a cap hit of $5.27 million. However, if he were to retire, the Blackhawks would be hit with a cap recapture penalty. If Hossa goes on long-term injured reserve, even for the remainder of his contract, the Blackhawks, who consistently have cap issues, would get cap relief. Now, this health situation sounds like it is extremely difficult. And, you know, we don't exactly know what it is. You know, it makes you wonder, does he have to be on steroids? Does he have to be on these immunologics because of these progressive, you know, diseases? Psoriasis can be very progressive. Vitiligo can be progressive. But I'm wondering if it's something more severe, like maybe a bullous pemphigoid. You know, it sounds like it's not the skin disorder that's preventing him from playing. It's the fact that he has to be on these medications. And if the medications are making his body weak or susceptible to getting illness, you know, and, you know, many of these medications that we do use for skin whether it's methotrexate or Remicade or, you know, steroids, you know, high-dose steroids, that could put you more at risk for infection. Maybe it can make your bones a little more, you know, brittle. You know, we have to see, but, you know, we'll keep you guys posted, but I know we got a lot of Blackhawk fans out there and, you know, so seeing somebody have to take medical leave is obviously concerning. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In medical news, you guys are going to be seeing over the next week or two this report talking about how old dads produce geekier sons. USA Today is reporting that, Dad, if you want your son or daughter to embody all the benefits of geekiness, social awkwardness, unabashed smarts, laser focus, wait to have the kids until you're older. Your odds of producing a geek, they say, according to USA Today, are better than, according to research released Tuesday from King's College London and New York's Seaver Autism Center for Research and Treatment. To determine what factors led to a geeky child, researchers tested 15,000 sets of British twins, taking note of their geek-like characteristics. I hate the term geek, by the way. They say these traits included IQ, focus on subjects, social aloofness, whether one activity takes up much of their time, and how much they care what their peers think of them. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking of another condition that may actually, you know, be represented by these traits. And I know what you're thinking, and we're going to talk about that in a second. They say each child got a geek index to measure their geekiness. Those born to older fathers had the highest geek index scores. That means they're more intelligent, have more focus, tend to worry less about fitting in than other kids. It's a silver lining for older fathers who have been tied to autism and schizophrenia in children. They say it's a silver lining, but actually what they're describing is many kids with Asperger's, right? And when somebody asks me, you know, how do you identify a child with Asperger's? Because there's no blood test and there's no real, you know, telltale signs. But, you know, a very common, shall we say, presenting child would be somebody who has social awkwardness, somebody who really doesn't try to fit in. You know, they couldn't care less if they're going to fit in or not. This is who they are. They have their own style, kind of clumsy, not very good with sports, and, you know, just kind of, you know, likes to really concentrate on their video game or on their books or on their, and they sometimes isolate themselves, either because the kids are making fun of them or because they really don't care about what others think. an Asperger's kid, embodies that, which is why so many people with Asperger's have been very brilliant contributors to our society. They believe Albert Einstein had Asperger's, Dan Aykroyd, Asperger's, Daryl Hannah has admitted she's had Asperger's. And so the quote unquote geeky child that just doesn't fit in and has their own style and, they're pretty tough kids, these kids, you know, they kind of go through school being bullied, but they don't give a damn. As opposed to somebody like me where I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope they like me. Oh, I hope they like me. You know, how do I fit in? You know, I acted like the biggest dork possible, but I tried to chameleon myself because I wanted to make sure I was liked, but I was different. Okay. I wanted to, remember, I wanted, fans. I wanted to make sure people would laugh at my jokes. So, you have various types of geeks, but we've had members of our family that they'll wear, you know, glasses, they'll wear a haircut a certain way, they'll wear a certain style, and that's just their style. And it's a style that gets ridiculed in school, but you know what? This is what I want to wear. And, you know, from the outside, you're going, oh my gosh, oh no, you know, they're going to be socially inept and they're going to have issues. But, you know, as a family member, you're like, good for you, you know, to hell what people think. If you want to wear bow ties or you want to wear overalls or, you know, you want to wear a onesie or you want to wear, I don't know, pink shoes, do it. Good for you. You know, to hell what other people think. Which is why people with Asperger's and people with autism are some of the most brilliant people out there. And unfortunately, we don't know how to deal with their brilliance, and so we try to dumb them down, you know, to be able to work with society. But there was multiple studies out saying older fathers have a higher chance of producing a child with autism, or older fathers have higher chances of producing somebody or giving birth to somebody on that end of the spectrum, the autism spectrum. And even though there's been some debate whether Asperger's should be a part of the autism spectrum or not, Asperger's has been linked to, you know, older, fathering or, older paternity. So, the idea, though, of, will these kids do better in school? Some will, some won't. You know? Sometimes in order to navigate school, you may have to have that social aspect. It's been probably one of the things that I relied on a lot with my academics. I could get math easy. I could ace my math. But once it came to English, you know, and I was like, let me see how I could reword the question so I get the answer I need, so I understand what the hell is going on. So we do find that you do need some social acumen, you know, to be very, successful. But it's not, completely necessary. It's not exclusive. You can still be successful even if you're a geek. So that's an interesting study that came out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we are back for Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, last week I received this. Bo writes, The Rise of the Loveless Marriage. Can you discuss how often it is and what to do about it? My wife and I make good, quote, partners, but I don't think we love each other. I don't want to divorce her. It'll cost too much. But I don't want to live with someone I don't want to be with. The loveless marriage. We've been talking about sexless marriages, but loveless marriage, it's different. All right. Depending on what study you read, you'll hear, like, I just read one study. They said 17,000 couples, you know, admit to having a sexless marriage. I doubt it's only 17,000. And sexless marriages and love and loveless marriages may go hand in hand, but a lot of times they're different. You have people that are great in terms of sex. Yeah, they have sex with each other, you know, but they don't necessarily love each other and want to spend the rest of their lives together. And they realize that after they get married. Or you have others where there's issues in bed. Either erectile dysfunction or painful sex or lack of sex drive, but they love each other dearly and they don't want to, part. So let's right now talk about loveless marriage. A loveless marriage I would define is where, you know, two people really don't display any love. And it doesn't have to just be about sex. You know, somebody's sick. You know, or, you know, somebody, you know, gets into a, kind of a car accident and the car, I guess is stuck out in the heat. And, you know, they just don't go to pick them up. They just don't, you know, drop everything to be there for their beau, you know? They don't hold hands. They don't really want to spend time with each other. You know, they're always in different parts of the house. They don't really talk to each other, you know? Loveless marriages, nobody wants to talk to because nobody wants to talk about because, it's a lot more common than we think and people are embarrassed. You know, one of the reasons why people don't divorce when they probably should is because they think of divorce as a failure. If you divorce somebody, that means you made a mistake. And if you made a mistake, you're going to be admitting that mistake through the act of a divorce. So people will feign going through the marriage, right? And just keep going year after year after year so nobody thinks they made a mistake. And you look at some people who just said, to heck with it, you know, we're not right for each other, and they seem happy. But that's the kicker. They seem happy. Are they really happy? You know, marriage, people got married kind of for different reasons, you know, in centuries ago and, you know, years ago and decades ago. And it's evolved why people get married. So in the olden days, you just, you know, couldn't even date the daughter unless you went up to the dad. And the dad allowed you to take the daughter's hand. And then there was a big, huge ritual called a wedding. And then you were able to be with the daughter. You were able to finally sleep with the daughter. You were able to make babies with the daughter. Did you court the daughter? Did you, you know, really spend a lot of time? Some did. Some fell in love. Some didn't. You know, it was, look, I need to have children. You know, I can't be single. I'm supposed to be with somebody. And so loveless marriages have existed since the beginning of time. You know, people needed to, marry for political reasons, or families needed to strengthen the village, and so they would marry the two kids together. And so, loveless marriages have, been around forever. You know, then, you know, there was a lot more dating and courting, and people would fall in love, but you weren't supposed to have sex until you got married. So people who wanted to have sex, you know, would get married. And then, yeah, they'd have the sex, but, you know, did they really, really like that person they were with? All right. You know, then there was also a lot of religious pressures. You know, if you're going to get married, you have to get married to somebody within your religion. And so we see a lot of those types of unfortunate issues where, you know, people, you know, fell in love with somebody who they weren't supposed to marry, and maybe that's what attracted them, you know, to them. But they married somebody because they had to marry within their religion. And it worked, and they had the kids and et cetera, but it wasn't, you know, it really wasn't somebody they wanted to spend the rest of their life with. And then you have others where, they really loved that person, or they thought they were in love, and they were really excited about the concept of getting married, and all their other friends were getting married. So they got married too. You know, did they really like the person? You know what? I'm so attracted to them, and we'll get over it. Whatever it is, we'll get through. Yeah, a lot of things you can get through. But then there's others where no, I really hate that about them. You know, you have some people out there that really love the outdoors, that really want to hunt and ski, and then you have others that go, no, I just don't want to leave the house. Well, how long is that relationship going to last? Somebody wants to really be out there in the outdoors, and somebody else wants to just be indoors. You also have illness and stuff that prevents people. You know, now I hurt, I can't, I got arthritis, I got fibromyalgia, I just had a hip replacement. No, I'm not going anywhere. What if you have somebody that really wants to travel? And you have someone else going, no, I hate planes. You know, these are things that should be figured out, you know, before. But when you're young, you're like, you want to know what? It doesn't matter. I don't care if you and I are just sitting in a room the rest of our lives. I will sit in a room with you the rest of your life. No, once all the honeymoon period is over, you know, you want to go to China, she doesn't. That's a problem. And so that happens. You know, and then the sex stops. Right? For many marriages, the sex doesn't continue. Now, why doesn't it? Variety of reasons. Maybe there's an attraction issue. Maybe the love is gone. Maybe there's a medical issue. But now you're not becoming intimate. And when you're not becoming intimate, there's not a lot of flirtiness. You know, there's not a lot of play, you know, playing around going on. Okay? And, you know, somebody else starts to flirt with you. Somebody else starts to flirt with him. Someone else starts to flirt with her. And they like it. And they like the idea of being flirted with. And it starts getting them excited. It starts getting their blood, you know, pumping again. And so, what I'm trying to say is, unfortunately, a loveless marriage is a lot more common than you think. And unfortunately, can happen to a lot of couples. Now, are you really loveless, or do you think you're loveless? You know, do you really love that person? Well, how do you know? Well, one way to tell would be a trial of separation. And I don't recommend during that trial of separation you go out and date, okay, and, you know, cheat on each other. But what if you separate from a week, 2 weeks, etc., miss each other? You would be amazed at what you miss about each other. You'd be amazed. You know? Yeah, I go through this with my husband. It's so funny. We'll go on vacation, and between the kids and him, and we are all on each other's nerves. You know? If we spend more than a week together, we don't really get a lot of vacations where we're gone a whole week. But we, you know, everybody gets on each other's nerves. Again, that happens in a family. That's very common. But if I ever have to go away on business for a couple days, I cannot wait to call Corey. Who knew? I didn't realize that every day I call him on my way back to work or coming home from work. I just want to talk to him. He's my best friend. So, a lot of times people think, we really don't love each other. But you actually may. You know, you guys may be closer than you even think, but you're basing this definition on, well, I can't stand her parents. Or, I don't like the way she snores. See what I mean? 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Don't go away.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.